British Prime Minister Theresa May has had a difficult year. The Brexit negotiations are deeply controversial, and early this year she only narrowly hung on to power in an election people had predicted she would win easily. All of that seemed to make yesterday an extremely difficult day for the Prime Minister. The World's Leo Hornack is in London. And May is taking the heat, Leo, and the optics are just not going her way, are they?
They're not, Marco. I mean, picture the scene when you turn on the TV here in Britain. Theresa May, our Prime Minister, was attempting to relaunch her leadership, set out a grand new vision for Britain at her party convention. The only problem was her voice wasn't cooperating. Here's what happened at one point in the speech, and this could have been one of many different clips.
This government will adopt a balanced approach to the economy, dealing with our debts, keeping taxes low, but investing in our priorities too.
Wow. That's a tough moment.
And that was just the beginning, Marco. As the speech went on, the comedian who'd slipped into the convention managed to get to the front row of the audience and passed her a big piece of paper with the letters P45 written on it.
Now, what does that mean?
To a British audience, that's the equivalent of a pink slip. It's what you get given when you're fired. She couldn't see what was written on that piece of paper. And to sort of get the man to sit down, she, unfortunately for her, took it and kind of nodded and smiled at him.
This does feel like a lot of people are dwelling on details that are just kind of accidental and it doesn't look good on Theresa May. We Americans also focus on these things too when they don't go right. But how common is this kind of thing in British politics?
Well, it's pretty common. I mean, Ed Miliband at the last election, he was the leader of the opposition party and he was thought to have a good chance of winning. And then he ate a bacon sandwich. And a photo was taken as he kind of ate it in this slightly awkward, uncomfortable way. He couldn't quite get his mouth around the sides of the sandwich. Kind of thing you probably all of us have done once or twice. Looked a little bit messy while we're having some food. That image became the dominant image of the election. Forget healthcare. Forget, you know, foreign policy or the economy. The image of Ed Miliband's bacon sandwich basically defined him. I would say one thing, though, that these things have this comical tabloidy side, but underneath that there's a real civil war going on in British politics right now, and particularly in the governing party, because Theresa May was not someone who pushed for Brexit. She was an anti-Brexit person when we were all having the referendum. She became Prime Minister and said that was in the past, but the politicians who are keen on a really hard Brexit, as we say, an uncompromising Brexit, a Brexit which doesn't make any concessions to the rest of Europe, those people are very worried right now that she can't be trusted. And so in amongst all the jokes about sore throats, there are real rumblings deep in that party. And her party, the Conservative Party, is notorious, going back decades, for being ruthless with its leaders. When they show weakness, they don't stand. And that's something that happened to Margaret Thatcher. She was brought down by her own party. It's something that's happened to numerous other leaders in the decades since. And everyone who understands British politics, when they saw the headlines after that coughing speech, knew that this wasn't just about a throat pastel, really. This was about something much more profound about how Britain deals with its next few years.
A throat pastel that would be a cough drop. Our man in London, the world's Leo Hornack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.